Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
Start your next night out right with the fabulous food at Paparazzi's Restaurant. You can book your table at paparazzirestaurant.com.au or Friday nights, get a pizza. Beautiful.
Yummy. Okay, spoiler alert. If you've been watching The Voice on Channel 7, then you will already know who won the grand final on last night's show. If not, I'm about to tell you. Well, Sonia Kruger is.
The winner of The Voice 2021 is... Bella!
Yes, it was the lovely Bella Taylor-Smith from Team Guy whose angelic vocals won over Australia. Voting for Bella and seeing her take out the grand prize of $100,000 and the EMI recording contract. And she was obviously crowned The Voice 2021. She performed her new single Higher and also blew everyone away with her performance of the greatest showman's Never Enough. Stunning vocals.
Nailed
I can see
it.
She's going to go far. She is amazing. I think she's basically the female version of Guy Sebastian with her beautiful voice.
Yeah, or our very own version of Adele. What a voice.
Amazing.
Another spoiler alert. If you're a huge fan of Survivor last night, the on 10, of course, they crowned a winner after 48 days. Hayley was the one who outwitted, outplayed and outmastered her rivals and was crowned sole survivor of Australian Survivor, Brain versus Brawn, taking home $500,000 in prize money. And if you think you have what it takes, Channel 10 are on the lookout again, looking for applications, aren't they?
Yes, for next season. Do you think you got what it takes, John?
No.
I could definitely do the mind stuff, but physical? Yeah, no. Now, Hollywood star Kirsten Dunst has revealed she secretly gave birth to a baby boy named James Robert 4 months ago, announcing the news in an interview with the New York Times. The 39-year-old actress welcomed James into the world with her fiancé, Jesse Plemons, with whom she also has 3-year-old son, Ennis.
Bruce Springsteen delivered an emotional tribute to the victims of 9/11 on Saturday during the 20th anniversary, of course, in New York City. The Boss showed up unannounced with his acoustic guitar and gave a absolutely stunning performance of I'll See You in My Dreams.
And I'll see you.
Not a dry eye in the house.
And we have our first look at Ron's Gone Wrong. It's an animated story about socially awkward Barney and his new digitally connected Bebot Ron, who seems to have a missing chip. Ron's Gone Wrong stars the voice of Zach Galifianakis, Jack Dylan Grazer and Olivia Colman, plus many more, and is out in cinemas October 24.
There's two kinds of people, Dad. The ones who have a Bebot and the ones who don't.
Hey, guys.
Oh, sorry, I'm in your shot.
Oh, I have a filter for that.
Really? You need a Bebot to have a social life?
Yeah, Dad, kind of.
I don't want you addicted to some device. There, though.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.